Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Lovely music by Tony Salvatore. Well, we're in for a lot of fun today, and a lot of great guests coming on. Yes, we do. Today we're going to have the author of Enlightenment for Nitwits, Sleek Guide to 2012 and Beyond. Now you can achieve enlightenment without doing absolutely any work on yourself whatsoever. I think that says it all. Before I start, I want to give a special shout out to something that's going on this week for a very, very good cause, and that is Miss Lola Asanova, and I'm going to play a little of her music underneath it while I talk about this wonderful woman. In the spirit of that it's not quite the epiphany yet, and it makes it a holiday, I want to give a shout out to the American Cancer Society. I cordially invite you to a tribute to Horowitz, starring the lovely Lola Asanova. She's fantastic. That's her playing right now. This will be Thursday, January 19th, 2012, at 8 p.m. Wow, Donald Trump will be there, the gala chairman, and an appearance by Julie Andrews. She'll be the special guest artist host. Wow, where will this be? You say the Stern Auditorium, the Perlman Stage, Carnegie Hall. Go to carnegiehall.org. Carnegie Charge. Get those tickets right away. It's for a good cause. And Lola is not only talented, starting to light up, and there we go, the lovely Betty Jo Tucker, another radio show from Movie Attic Headquarters. Love Betty Jo, always a fascinating guest on her show. Oh, boy, but you know what? Every now and then, I find these new things out there because I like to try new healthy things, and I was looking around, and a friend of mine said, have you tried this new one? It's called Omega Water. Omega Water? I'm like that. And I said, does it have omegas in it? She goes, yeah, omega-3s. I said, like in eggs and everything and fish oil? Yeah, the same thing. I said, okay, then it's going to make me gain weight, right? No, no, don't be ridiculous. So then I decided, let me pick up a bottle of this. And I got two flavors here. I got orange here and I got berry. And I look at it, 0 calories, 0 salt, 0 fat, but 80 milligrams of potassium, which is great when I'm working out. And get this, if you have a cold, check this out. Vitamin C, 180%, vitamin E, 120%, niacin, 40%. Wow, look at all these vitamins. Vitamin B6, and that's for energy, B12. Wow. Now you see, I'm going to have to try it now just to try it out. I want to fight off that cold. I just poured myself the orange flavored one. Let's check it out. Oh, that is terrific. And you know what they're saying, you know, you should cut down, all the news has cut down on sodas. This is a great soda replacement. And it tastes great, too. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, we'll talk about this some more, but it's really good. It's for the brain, the eyes, the nerves, everything. Cardiovascular. I'm checking out healthy drinks. I'm going to have some more of that. Wait a minute. I got my guest coming on. Boy, that is good. That is good. I'll Try the Berry later in the break. And Betty Jo, as always, thank you for tuning in and my guests in the chat room. Okay, now let's move on because I want to get physical, metaphysical. I want to get... What am I singing about? I'm singing about my guest who I'm bringing on now. This guy has written quite an informative book here, and he's really kind of fascinating. Now, Shepard Hudwin, if it has, is his real name, he's written a numerous amount of books, and, you know, I just, every time I keep reading it, I just start laughing again. So let's just bring Shepard on. Let's see if he's online.
I am.
There you are, Shepard. Okay.
And that is my real name.
Physical, metaphysical. And Shepard, this is great. Now tell us a little bit. Let's go back, Shepard, because this isn't your first book, but it is a very funny book. I started to read it seriously to begin with. And then I started, what? And then I started going, what? And, you know, if for fans of, I think you really would appeal to fans of Mad and Cracked magazine. I don't know if you're familiar with those magazines. You probably are.
Oh,
Mad
yeah,
magazine.
Yeah.
Because it kind of has that edge to it that I love so much. So, okay, tell us about the start. Okay, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan City, Indiana.
Okay.
Which is about an hour and a half east of Chicago.
Okay. And, okay, now you also have a degree in music?
Yes, music education.
Music education, all right. Now let's take this back because this isn't your first book. This is your sixth?
It's the fourth one that's been published so far.
Fourth one that's been published. Okay, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself because it's metaphysical. So you got it? You got the joke there? It's metaphysical?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so this is the fourth in your series. So tell us about, okay, what made you start writing the first book? Let's start with the first one and the title.
The first book is called The Journey of Your Soul, A Channel Explores Channeling and the Michael Teachings. And it's something that I felt compelled to write because I'd been channeling the Michael entity for a number of years, and I'd had a lot of questions
myself. And how did you get into
that?
For people who don't know, explain it a little.
Okay, sure. Well, I've been on a spiritual path since my teens, really, and so a good 100, 200 years by now. And channeling is a means of accessing intelligence, but is not currently in human form, and there's all sorts of ins and outs about channeling. So I decided to write about it, but I also wanted to write about the Michael teachings, which is a body of information that explains how we as souls set up our lifetimes, and it's really fascinating. So that was my first book, and it's a serious book mostly, but I couldn't resist writing a lot of humorous pieces spoofing the Michael teachings, so I put those in the back of the book. And that book will be republished by North Atlantic Books a year from now.
And can they go to your website, which would be?
Summerjoy.com, yes.
Summerjoy.com, yes. All right, to find out more about that. Okay, that was his first book. Now, the channeling, of course, if you have a sense of humor, because we've seen it spoofed, and it's like, but I'm with you there. I believe there's all kinds of energies out in the universe that we don't know about, and I believe there's a lot we don't know. But it's interesting. It's bringing it up, and it's good to educate and to share your passions and stuff. Now let's go to your second book. Tell us about that.
Loving from Your Soul, Creating Powerful Relationships is a collection of channeling. It was not so much written by me as written through me, and it's a very beautiful and inspiring look at the nature of love, both in terms of our more practical relationships and the experience of love itself.
Now, who would this book be good for?
I think just about anyone, really.
Well, is this for somebody looking for love? Is this for, how would you describe it? Or finding a mate?
I think if you feel like you don't really know what love is and you want to think about it in a deeper way, that would be a great book for that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's sort of like reading poetry or something that touches you on a deeper level, that awakens
what spirituality has to do is awakening the inner core. I believe in all of that, the chakras, everything, getting everything lined up, and everything has something to do with something else. as they say. Your posture, the way you sit, the way you stand, everything affects your health. And really deep down, your spiritual side, too, that affects it a lot. Now, your third book, let's go to that one.
Meditations for Self-Discovery, Guided Journeys for Communicating with Your Inner Self. This is something different. These are 45 short pieces. They're meditations that are designed to bring up imagery in you that you can then analyze just like you might dreams, and then you can journal about them.
Oh, okay. So this is almost as if you were finding answers through meditation?
Yes.
Would you say that would be a good description?
Exactly.
That you're finding through meditation, finding answers you may be seeking. And that goes back to a lot of that meditation is very important for your health, but also just slowing down and getting your soul all together and really just thinking about that. Now what are we up to, three?
Yes.
Third, okay. And that was the third one. So now we're up to Enlighten Him for Nitwits. Now, he's just told us all the serious side about himself and his deep side, Shepherd. And an interesting play on words that your name is Shepherd. But,
yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. That's purely accidental.
Accidental in that you channel Shepherd.
Yes.
And that it's a very interesting fact there. So now you decided, and I assume you did a lot of studying on these topics for years.
Yes.
To get to where you are now. And then at one point did you decide, oh, this is funny.
I always thought it was funny. So I've been writing humor much of my life. And about 5 years ago, a friend of mine said, have you ever thought of putting all of this stuff into a book? Because I've been emailing ideas, things that I had written to friends or people on discussion groups online that I'd been on. So I thought that was a great idea, and I started putting it together into a book, and about 5 years later, here it is.
Oh, it took 5 years. Wow.
It really did, yeah.
5 years. 5 years to make fun. Well, I come to question when you were doing this if the spirits weren't coming back and yelling at you and saying, not funny, stop it, what are you doing? Shepherd.
No, I think spirit has a great sense of humor. That if we look at the world the way it is, you know that God must have a great sense of humor.
Oh, well, yes, there too. By the way, Shepherd, I'm just letting you know you have another radio station listening to you now, Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo, and she's also the author of a couple of books, which I think just went to Kindle. Are yours on Kindle, or can you download?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So where would they go?
Would
they go
to Amazon?
The
Journey is not yet, but it will be.
Oh, what is not?
The Journey of Your Soul will be, because I'm revising it for
You're
the new publication. The other three are on Kindle and Nook.
Wow,
and Enlightenment for Nitwits is also on Apple's iBooks.
On Apple's iBooks. So where do they need to go for that? Because I don't have a Kindle yet. My son does, but they would go to Amazon. They would go to where would they go?
Or Barnes & Noble or iTunes, right?
Or iTunes. That's the easiest way. iTunes.
Yeah, and most of them can be read on computers and smartphones, too, so you don't have to have a Kindle.
I like what Betty Jo say, man plans, God laughs. Very funny, Betty. Yeah, you've got a lot of people in the chat room, guests in the chat room. If you want to ask a question, just feel free. Meanwhile, let's talk about the books. I think we talked about doing a little of page six.
You got it.
Okay, let's have a reading now from Shepherd Hoodwin.
Chapter 2, The Secret. I was thrilled to learn about The Secret on Oprah. As you probably know, The Secret teaches you how to harness the power of your mind to make your dreams come true. I knew that what I really wanted was Brad Pitt. Using the methods of The Secret, I focus my thoughts on Brad Pitt falling in love with me. My spiritual guides told me that he was very close to calling and asking if he could move in with me. I didn't know what the universe planned to do with Angelina Jolie and their kids, but that was none of my business. I just kept holding positive thoughts. Part of the secret is that you must not have any negative thoughts, not even one. Sadly, I blew it. My negative thought lasted only about 30 seconds, but it shot down my whole year of visualizations and affirmations. That thought was, maybe he doesn't like redheads. It was over. Brad moved on, and there was nothing I could do about it. However, I am happy to report that I have learned my lesson, and this time I'm sure it will work with Hugh Jackman. If God doesn't want me to have Hugh Jackman, tough. I'm going to have him anyway because I deserve him. I create my own reality, darn it. I truly and completely believe that. If he doesn't like redheads, I'll make him. That's how powerful my thoughts are. I should get going. I have 3 hours of affirmations to do before bed. An update. I trust that you're getting everything you want, too. Isn't it wonderful to finally have it all? My goodness, since The Secret, I don't know what to do with all the money pouring in. It's almost more than I can keep track of. And the nonstop sex with incredibly hot men, and the fame and worldwide acclaim, I don't know if I can take it anymore. Oddly, Hugh Jackman isn't returning my calls. Neither is Hugh Grant, or Hugh Dancy, or Hugh Laurie, or any other Hughes. I thought that Hugh create your own reality. But Brad called, so I can't complain too much. The end.
And scene. That's pretty funny. It is like The Secret. If I think it, it'll happen.
Yes.
So, but that's pretty wonderful there. Betty Jo is saying no, she's got Hugh Jackman.
I've heard that from so many people.
I like when you said, wouldn't you? That was good in there too. Now that's fun, and that's the kind of thing that the book is offering, I think, to people, which makes it a lot of fun to do and a lot of fun to read. Yeah, Betty Jo's putting up big hearts on the chat room.
Thank you, Betty Jo.
I love you, Jackman, too. But, yeah, so that's good. So, okay. So.
Well, if you believe in parallel universes, we can all have an alternate version of Hugh Jackman. So
yes, I have the life I want. It's just not in this one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works.
It's nitpicking, don't you think?
It's nitpicking with that, but it's a lot of fun in that, you know, it's a great way to look at it and a fun sense of humor in approaching it. So now you I'm still laughing at that because I love you, Jack. No Brad, no Hugh. have you sent them the book, by the way, since they're in it, or the passage?
I would love to, but I don't know how to reach these, you know,
you would send it, if you want it, Hugh Jackman, you just send it care of the theater.
No kidding. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, usually that's how it's done. Just don't seal it in the envelope. Make it a clasp one so somebody can open it. They're not afraid it's a bomb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that. So somebody will open it. Usually somebody screams, a quantum Hugh Jackman. What is a quantum Hugh Jackman?
He's already pretty quantum. So.
Yes, he's phenomenal. What a great performer. So you saw that. Now, have you done any performing? Have you performed in comedy? Or?
I was in theater nonstop as a teenager. And when I was a child, I always wanted to be an actor and a singer. That was my dream. But after college, I really didn't do much. And I mostly turned to writing.
And how did you get into metaphysical writing? And was that just through the channeling or?
I always had a lot of questions, and when I was 11 years old, my own mother had passed away when I was 8, and I adopted a neighbor of mine as my honorary mother, and she still is to this day. She's 89. She's absolutely beautiful. She's an angel. Her name is Lynn Oberlink, and I dedicated the book to her, and her picture's in the front.
Oh.
And Lynn is very wise and very spiritual. And at quite a young age, she'd start to talk to me about things like astrology and numerology and how we create with our mind and that sort of thing. So she really got me on my path by the time I was 14 or so. And then I heard a speaker from a group called Emissaries of Divine Light at my high school, believe it or not, when I was 16. And I visited their commune in Colorado, and boy, it's no looking back from there.
Doing what? You visited the what? Say that again.
It was a spiritual community called Sunrise Ranch in, believe it or not, Loveland, Colorado. And they have a beautiful teaching that's really quite similar to Eckhart Tolle's. It's about learning to be present in your body, be present to what is, not resisting, letting love radiate in all things and such. So I started my spiritual education then, and at about the age of 30, I learned about channeling and the Michael teachings, and I just spontaneously started doing it and didn't really have to plan it out ahead. I just fell into it.
And how much of your writing would you say is influenced by that?
Oh, a great deal, a great deal. And a lot of my writing is channeled material. For example, I often channel lectures for groups of people, and then someone transcribes it, and I edit it, and I've put that together in several books. The only published book of that is Loving From Your Soul, but there's several more coming up.
Oh, there's several more? Okay.
Yes.
Now, inspired? Or, I mean, inspired through your channeling, or... How are the books? The books are inspired through your channeling, or you know, do you get inspired, inner voice thing, or what happens?
Well, channeling is defined specifically as letting another intelligence, usually a teacher, speak through you. So, for example, Edgar Cayce was a channeler.
Oh, I love him.
He was, what's that?
I love Edgar Cayce.
Yes, well, he was what is called a trance channel, so he went out and someone else came in. There's also conscious channels, which is what I do. So I let the Michael entity speak through me to others, and it's beautiful material, and so some of the books are just pure Michael. The Journey of Your Soul, however, is my writing about my understandings of the Michael teachings, interspersed with some channeling, and then what it's like to be a channel.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, that's very interesting, too. Now, that's great. I'm looking. I have to keep an eye on my time. We're good for time. I extended the show. So you're good for time here. Don't worry. Yes, so that's interesting. Now, let me see, because I'm going to – let me do a quick promo right here again. Once again, the American Cancer Society, tribute to Horowitz with the lovely Lola Astanova, at the Carnegie Hall Stern Auditorium, Perelman Stage. Go to carnegiehall.org and check it out. That's Thursday, January 19th, 8 p.m. Okay, and speaking of thirsty again, I've got to try the second flavor now because this is – have you heard of Omega Water?
No, I haven't. I've
you
heard
haven't?
Of just about all that
all right,
stuff.
I'm checking
that
it out today. Somebody told me about it. And I said, you know, now because everybody's like poo-pooing sodas and you're not allowed to have them, so now I'm going to try the berry flavor. There's no calories. It's Omega Water, Berry Breeze. That's what I'm doing now. Anyway, I'm always looking for zero calories flavored anything. And you know, if you drink club soda, then you're all filled up. So here it goes. Okay, this is Omega Berry Breeze. Oh. That's going to be a tough call. I don't know which one I like best. That's refreshing. Anyway,
I hope they're paying you for this.
No. This is I test out products. They're not paying me, actually. It's somebody told me about it, and I just like to promote things that are good for you. So, like your book. Okay.
Thank you.
Potassium, no sugar. This is fantastic. Niacin. Yeah, that's one of those hard hits. Do you take vitamin supplements by any chance?
I do. I take a lot of things. And by the way, Enlightenment for Nitwits is also very high in potassium. Just
is it high in potassium? That's great because that speeds oxygen to the muscles.
Yes, yes.
And that's why you would need that book right there. Oh, that's very good. Okay, Omega Water. All right. I'm liking it. All right. Omega Water, you're my pick of the day for healthy things to drink. Okay. You know what it is. Do you like sodas?
I do, yeah.
Okay, you like sodas, right? Now, are you afraid with everything they've been saying about sodas?
I've been getting something that I really like at a health food store that's sweetened with stevia and maybe xylitol. I'm just going to get up and tell you what it's called. They have a cola. It's Virgil's Zero. Fantastic.
Yeah.
They are fantastic.
Do me a favor. Check. I'm looking at this one. Check this out, because I have to be careful with the sweeteners. I'm allergic to some, but I don't seem to be going into shock, so this works for me. Okay,
right.
Omega. Today's pick, Omega. Thank you. Now back to you. Now, okay, for today's pick of books. All right, Enlightenment for Nitwits. Let's find some more funny stuff to read, and my next thing I think is page 11.
Chapter 4, Ego. I don't mean to brag, but I have so gotten rid of my ego. I'm for peace and love and can't stand bullies. I'd like to beat them all to a pulp. Judgmental people are disgusting, too, don't you agree? They're so much worse than us good people who don't judge. They make me want to puke. The end.
I know. That was a fun one. The judgmental people. But you didn't give it your reading that you did with the... I was getting, when you did that on page, let me go back to page 11 here. When you did it, you know, the ego, I love the ego thing, but I thought of, you reminded me of Woody Allen there with that. I'm for peace, but I can't stand bad bullies. I'd like to beat them up to a pulp. I just say Woody Allen voice going on there.
I don't mean to brag, but
I have gotten rid of my ego. Judgmental people are disgusting. It's like, it was very Woody Allen-esque there with that fun little snippet there. Now, let's say that website again. Now, if they want to order their books directly from you, where can they go?
Enlightenmentfornitwits.com.
Enlightenment, and it's spelled just like it sounds. For Nitwits.com, the complete guide to 2012 and beyond. And any of your books they can get. You can get serious books, or you can get the other books. And that's Summer Joy Press, right?
Yes, summerjoy.com is my main site for all my books.
For all your books. Now, I got to read your endorsement.
I was very privileged to get some wonderful celebrity blurbs.
Well, here's
on this
one
book.
From George W. Bush, former owner of the Texas Rangers. Heck of a job, Hoodie. Of course, I didn't need this book because I was already enlightened, but I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
It was really kind of him to do that for
me. It was
me.
So nice. And how nice of the Buddha to say thousands of candles can be lit from this single book, but read it first. Wickedly funny, something to offend everyone. Satan, Prince of Darkness and leading cable news producer. We are not amused, however, Prince Harry laughed his arse off, Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth. How do you get these endorsements?
They just love this book, you know. And, of course, channeling helps you kind of pull it through a little more easily so I don't have to deal with the U.S. mail.
You don't have to deal, yes, and it does. And actually, it's a nice lightweight book, too. Nice cover. Who did your design?
Her name is Melody Kasson. She's done all four of my covers. She worked for, I think, Bantam Doubleday professionally for years and did this on the side, and now she's a freelancer I think she's in the South now. But if anyone contacts me and wants to get a hold of her to design a cover, I will give you her information. She's great.
Hey, you hear that, Betty Jo, for your next book? Betty Jo's got two. I'm sure she's got a third one on the way. And their funniest book in the last 2 billion years. Frankly, I enjoyed it more than the Bible. God created the universe. I'm going to have to call you on that one. I'll give you Buddha, but I'm going to have to call you on that one. Let's see. Let's go on, because there are some funny pages. You don't mind, do you? Giving some samples here. Page 35.
Right. Now, these are all one-liners. These are quotes.
These are quotes, but they're funny quotes. And slow down. Say them slow so we can enjoy them.
All right. Enlightened beings are naturally philosophical. Once people know you're enlightened, they'll expect you to say wise things. Here are a few to choose from. Chapter 9, Words to Live By. Never give a blowjob to a rattlesnake.
Oh, my God.
That's really good advice, I think. You know, it's something to think about. If you're going to lose yourself, be sure to leave a forwarding address. A big fish in a small pond is still a fish.
That's my favorite. Keep going.
Better laid than never.
Mm-hmm.
You should never use the word should. he who dances with a porcupine gets stuck. These are the Confucius. The picture of Confucius precedes this chapter. Savor each day. You only live a few hundred times. Do not do today what you can put off until another lifetime. You didn't believe in reincarnation in your last lifetime either. No man is an island. Some men, however, are Nebraska.
That's my second favorite. the fish in that one, that's my favorites there. But it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, the book. And as I was saying, that would be my comparison. If you liked Mad Magazine, if you were a fan growing up with that, and how they would do stories or analysis of stories or even movies, you see a lot in there. And the photos, too. Who did all the photos?
Mostly these are stock photos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I spent an incredible amount of time going through the iStock photo and Shutterstock with ideas for what I wanted and looking at thousands and thousands of pictures. And most of them are very inexpensive to have the right to put in a book.
Oh, really? What would you say is inexpensive for our listeners out there? Like $5?
Well,
$20?
The cute guy on the front cover.
Yeah.
It was from a Ukrainian photographer, and it cost $6 to use on the cover.
Oh, my goodness. Does he know he's being used on? Well, he sold his image. You know, as a performer, I've always been worried about that, Shepard. You know, I see that stock footage, and I go, where am I going to end up? You know, with my luck, it'll be on the cover of something like, do you have homicidal tendencies?
there's like two levels. The professional stock material by professional photographers can be very expensive or not even available at all.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to pay a royalty. I went with royalty-free images. And because of the internet and digital photography, there are millions of people around the world taking good pictures. And
he was in this pose? This guy was in this pose?
Yes.
Oh,
that was
awesome.
Of course, it was cropped by my cover designer, but...
That's an awesome photo.
The book has funny photos at the beginning of every chapter, so there are about 60 photographs in it, and it really makes the book funnier because the photos contrast with the material.
Now, you know what? I meant to put this down, but I didn't because I was rereading it again. But you do say some, along with the fun, you do have some real quotes in there. If you'll turn to page 142... in your hymnal, if you'll turn to page 142, I like that quote. You have real with the funny. So it's a back and forth kind of play, but it's fun. But I like this one. It's very intelligent. Go ahead.
The online world, is there any other, reflects the pushes and pulls of all human relationships, our need for space, battling our desire to make ourselves known, and our insecurities making us a little nuts.
See, that is true.
That is a
truism that you do have there with that. So interspersed with all of your wiseness or wise-assness in here. and there's a couple in here. I'm going to find some more. Do you have one that's your favorite? I'm looking through the book because I like some of the real ones.
My favorite serious... but still funny part is the afterword by God at the very end of the book.
Oh, yeah. So
that has some real spiritual substance, but it's still funny. I've gotten a lot of feedback from readers that even though they laughed their ass off on every page, they also felt uplifted by it. They felt like they had let go of some of their heaviness, some of their hang-ups. And so there is wisdom in it.
There's wisdom. You get into a controversy, though. It depends what part of the country you're in. You know, whenever you just even say G-O-D in any form,
yeah.
And where they're going to have an issue with it, and because some people don't have a sense of humor, even though God must.
Yeah, yes. I don't think my audience is the Tea Party.
No, okay.
I think my audience is the herbal Tea Party, maybe, but...
I like this one, too. I'm going to read this one. It's good to see the big picture, but enlightenment begins at home and at the mall.
Yes.
So, I mean, you do have a lot of go to 146. That's the other one I like.
There's a Zen saying, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Apparently, Wu Li didn't have central heating and indoor plumbing. However, the point is that ordinary things are important. Enlightened people don't reject them, but instead infuse them with light. If Wu were alive today, he might say, after enlightenment, floss.
See, that's a nice one. I like that one. It's true that he didn't have indoor heating. But then again, it's like it's the little things that, that carry you through. And even the, I think that's why, and I'm sure you've studied this, why so many of the monasteries and such, they have that kind of non-thinking meditative chores that they do.
Yes.
Like in the Kabuki theater, where before they even can dance, they must polish the bamboo floor for hours and hours and hours in a mindless act.
Yes, I think a lot of spirituality can get excessively intellectual, where we don't experience it in our body and in our emotions. And so I think that's the idea, is to bring heaven down to earth and prickly into our bodies and to know, and not just to know about.
Interesting. There's someone who is doing that now, is a very interesting man, Master John Douglas. Have you heard of him?
No.
Oh, well, you might want to look him up online. He, it's the spirituality of aligning the chakras, of being in touch with the inner part of you to heal, a lot of healing. So that you might like that. I think that might be, you know, I think you have a lot in common with him there that you might want to check out, just in that you're very metaphysical in your thoughts, inner, outer body, all the whole thing. But
is he single?
I don't know. It's not one of my criterions for spiritual guides.
Okay, all right. Just, you know, it was worth asking.
No, you can look at Jason Stewart. He's single.
Okay.
He's a comedian. You can look him up. He's not a spiritual medium, but he is a funny guy. It's good to know, but along that lines. Okay, so as we're winding down, let's tell people again where we can find this book. Go ahead.
BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and EnlightenmentForNitwits.com. We hope it will be in all the bookstores soon. We're working on that.
In all the bookstores soon. And also in, is it in your local bookstore, if anyone's in your area?
Awakenings Bookstore in Laguna Niguel, California, which is where I am.
Which is where you are. And if they want to contact you, possibly coming and doing a reading or speaking, where would they contact you?
SummerJoy.com.
Summer Joy. And you are available for public speaking, I'm assuming?
I am, and I do workshops, book signings, and dating, too. So.
And dating. I think that's your next book. See book number two. Go back to book number two and find out and check that out. Is there anything you want to add? Before we sign off, well, you've been a terrific guest. Thank you for being on the show, and I just have to shout out again because I want the Cancer Society to raise lots of money to with their tribute to Horowitz, starring Lola Estanova, Donald Trump, and Julie Andrews. Whee! Carnegie
Whee!
Hall, carnegiehall.org. Get your tickets now. That's January 19th, 20212. I can't get used to the 1-2 yet. There, Shepard, I can't get used to it. I'm still signing at 11. And then also, my new pick of the day for healthy beverages is going to be, drumroll, yep, Omega Water. You have the Comedy Concepts Seal of Approval. Okay, I'm going to go with my favorite. I'm going to go with the Orange Splash. I do like the Berry Fusion, but the Orange Splash, it was just splashy. All right. And thank you for being a guest, and a shout-out to the other radio show listening, Betty Joe, Betty Jo.
Thank you, Nancy.
Are you still there? I'm looking for Betty Jo. Are you still there, Betty Jo? Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4. And all the other days of the week, listen to George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. He's got a fun show. And if you want to book me, go to www.horizongiggles.com, horizongiggles.com, ask for Mark, and say you want to book Nancy Lombardo for your next event. Now, go get this book. Be enlightened. Don't be a nitwit. And it's a lot of fun. I think it's more than just The Complete Guide to 2000. It's going to be 2012, 2014. You're not going to have to write one of these every year, are you?
No.
Well, I think you know what, Shepherd, if I might make a recommendation, you got to get yourself on some cruise ships and do some readings from this as fun and some workshops. Have you looked into that?
No, I haven't. I could do some cruising, too, so that
there
would be good.
There you go. Okay, I'll do the jokes. All right. Shepherd, Betty Jo says, is such a fun and fascinating guest. You got Betty Jo's seal of approval there.
Oh,
and,
thank you, Betty Jo.
Check out the Movie Attic headquarters. You'll love it. She has a terrific guest on there. I think you're going to like it. And best wishes with your book. This has been terrific.
Thank you so much.
Best wishes with that, and it's looking good, and we're going to go out on some Lola music. Thank you all the guests in the chat room, and just give your website one more time as we go out on music.
It's enlightenmentfornitwits.com, and if you go to the site, you can sign up for my Twitter and Facebook feeds where I send out humorous quotes a couple times a week.
And he's available for public speaking. So go
yes,
check him out. All right.
There too.
Thank you, Shepherd. Okay,
thank
Shepherd
you,
Hoodwin.
Nancy.
Enlightenment for Nitwits. What fun. Who knew? Bye.
Who knew?
Okay, that's the lovely Lola Astanova playing. Some of what you're going to hear if you go to the concert. And I'm going to drink Omega water. Why? Because it's good for me. That's why. All right, take that, soda. I will never totally leave you, soda. I'll always sneak you in there, but I got to think healthy. So I'm going with Omega water. I want to live longer. Enjoy the comedy. Enjoy things like Enlightenment for Nitwits. Wow, that Lola can play. Oh, man, look at all this in Omega water. Wow. And Omega is what you need for your bones, for your hair, for everything. Sugar-free, non-carbonated. Wow, but it tastes carbonated. Interesting. It's good for arthritis. Oh, look at these benefits. Reduce risk of heart disease, improve cognitive function, reduce inflammation. Wow, weight loss assistance. Good with arthritis. Whew. Yeah, it's good for the brain. Omega-3, you can't go wrong with that. Hey, it's healthy. Let's do it. And thank you, Betty Jo. Betty Jo, always Movie Attic headquarters. She fooled me. She took a break this week, but I go back and check the archives because I'm a fan and I listen. Also listen to George Berenger on the Mom and Pop Shop. It's been a great day having everybody on. I love that. Betty Jo, you're the best, Betty Jo. You know that. You're the best. Oh, Betty Jo, by the way, this is for you. Blazing Saddles just came out with their special edition. So I don't know how many years. I don't even want to think about how many years it is since it first came out. But listen to her lovely show on Madeline Kahn in the archives. All right, 90 seconds as we listen to the lovely Lola playing us out. I think this is Paganini. Yes, Six Grand Etudes. Paganini.
60 seconds.
Thank you all for joining, and follow Betty Jo Tucker. Listen to that, Betty Jo. That one's for you. Movie Attic headquarters. That was for Betty Jo. Thank you. And remember, for your finest in entertainment needs, go to horizongiggles.com, where you can also book Nancy Lombardo. You've all been great. Thank you. Check out my website, www.comedyconcepts.com. Yay, Betty Jo! Wonderful. Thank you, Betty Jo. I hope you have a great day. Thank you, all my guests in the chat room. You're shy, too shy to talk. This is amazing. She's going to be playing it. Lola Astanova. Check her out. All right. Everyone, have a blessed day. Don't be a nitwit. Get this book. It's a lot of fun. If you like Mad Magazine and Crack Magazine, you're going to love this. It's good to ease up and lighten up. Just chill.